Well, I think he adopted the, like, when I read his stuff a little bit, it seems like he adopted the philosophical framework of some Greek thinkers,
Oh, 100%. He
like
openly says
Aristotle,
that.
Plato,
Plato, right? So he was a Neoplatonist. In other words, his approach is in the world that he lived in, which was a Muslim culture, the science of their time, meaning that the sign that you were enlightened and didn't just believe old, what they would have seen as superstitious things, is that you accept the philosophy, Greek philosophy, particularly of Plato. And so he wanted to do is reconcile that with his view of what Torah was. In other words, one of the ways this is described is there's Athens and Jerusalem, and he's trying to reconcile Athens and Jerusalem. 100% he's doing that. That has a long tradition. Philo is doing that in the first century.
That's where I struggle with Maimonides, is like, why do people believe this guy when he's trying to superimpose Greek philosophies into scriptures and trying to use eisegesis like as a form of interpretation? Like he is reading in the Greek philosophies. One of the prominent things that he said targeting Christianity is that, you know, you can't have a deified Messiah, but you also can't have what we would call a mediator. There is no mediator between God and man. And this contradicts, of course, a direct New Testament teaching where it says that there is one mediator between God and man,
It also
and that is
contradicts
Christ
his own
Jesus.
philosophy,
It
but I don't
also
know if you want to,
contradicts his own philosophy a
right? In
little
other
bit.
words, we don't want to get into that. I'll just Google active intellect, right? So he part of the Platonic philosophy is, or the, let's say, reconciliation of Platonic philosophy and scripture is that is that God is infinite and humans are finite, and you need some kind of intermediary, an interface, right? And the interface is something called Hasecha Poel, or the active intellect, right? I mean, it's not in the Tanakh, but that's what he says. So let's not get into that. So what is your view? If somebody came to you and held a gun to your head and said, or, you know, and said, convert to Islam, should you be martyred? Let's back up. If somebody said,
Well,
convert to Hinduism and worship Shiva, should you be martyred?
yeah, I mean, according to not only Yeshua's words, but also the Torah.
Okay,
And I think
now
that,
Islam. What's your answer?
yeah, same thing. I mean, I think that
Okay.
there's this expectation that you remain faithful unto death. I mean, it's just like, you know, Christians liken being, you know, being in covenant relationship with God to being married. And I wouldn't disagree with that. Like, I wouldn't say, oh, yeah, that's definitely not the case. I would say, okay, fine. But then that also requires that if you're a spouse, you die for your spouse, you know? You don't just
So what
renounce them
about
in
so all right
public.
so let let's now let's Catholicism. There's a gun to your head. You're living in, you know, I don't know, in a in Nick Fuentes takes over America and he establishes a Catholic theocracy, which some people say he wants to do. And they say, Max, convert to Catholicism or die. What do you do?
You would die because it says in
Why?
Revelation, it's very clear that Hasatan, the Satan, the adversary, when he pursues the followers of Yeshua, he's pursuing those who believe in Yeshua, but also it says explicitly, keep his commandments, meaning that the Shabbat falls under one of those commandments. And under a Catholic theocracy, Sunday would be mandated as a day of worship.
Oh, wait, so this is important. This is the point I'm trying to understand in your approach. I'm not arguing with you at all. I'm really trying to understand. So in other words, it's not observing Shabbat that would be the reason to be martyred, or is it something, or is it
Essentially,
okay.
right? Because a Catholic theocracy would require people to believe in a deified Jesus, which I would have absolutely no problem with. Like
Okay.
I understand verses from Tanakh and the Brit to mean that Yeshua is the deified Messiah. He's the eternal son that was promised, and he's now made his appearance. And actually, I think that's part of why some rabbinic Jews have a hard time distinguishing me from a Protestant Christian, because I hold that line even though I am keeping the Torah. So I wouldn't disagree with that. But they would execute me for going against, you know, their catechisms, because a lot of their catechisms have beliefs contrary to the Bible, and also their idea that they're ordained all the way from back to Peter,
So
or even
I'm trying to
not keeping
understand what in
Shabbat.
Catholicism is it doctrine that would be the reason you should be martyred for
Doctrine would
Catholicism?
be the reason that, yes, I would get martyred. I mean, and the reason I know that is because in Daniel chapter 7 and verse 25, it's very clear there's an eschatological passage about the beast that he
Can you open that
would,
up and read it?
yeah, Daniel chapter 7 and verse 25 So Daniel 7 in verse 25 says that he shall seek to change times and laws. And I think a better translation, it says, and he shall speak great words against the Most High, which doesn't necessarily mean.
You have been listening to Hebrew Voices. To hear the rest of this conversation, head over to nehemiahswall.com and become a support team member today.